Frescobaldi, Pici, and many, many more besides. That's all to come in the Early Music Show after a summary of the BBC News this lunchtime. It's read by Lopa Katari.
The King and Queen of Norway have attended a memorial service in Oslo for the victims of the bombing attack and shootings on Friday. Norwegian television reports that another person has died in hospital, bringing the total to 93. Investigations are continuing at the scene of both attacks. The business secretary, Vince Cable, has blamed what he called right-wing nutters in the United States for refusing to reach a compromise over the country's debt crisis. Senior Democrats and Republicans have failed to reach agreement on whether the federal government can borrow more than its current limit. And Vince Cable has acknowledged that growth figures for the UK economy due out on Tuesday may be disappointing because consumers are reluctant to spend. He said if demand continued to be weak, there would be pressure on the Bank of England to continue the policy of quantitative easing to stimulate the economy. Rescue workers are continuing to search the wreckage of a train crash in eastern China in the hope of finding survivors. At least 35 people were killed and more than 200 injured in the crash near the city of Wenzhou. One train stalled on a viaduct after being struck by lightning. A second train then ran into it, pushing four carriages off the bridge. At least five Yemeni soldiers have been killed by a car bomb in the coastal city of Aden. Witnesses described how the bomber drove a car or pickup truck through a military checkpoint before crashing into an armoured vehicle. The attack targeted a military convoy on its way to fight militants linked with Al-Qaeda in a neighbouring province. Egyptian security forces have fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Cairo. Demonstrators say they were pelted with stones and bottles by people loyal to the country's ruling council. It's the second time in 2 days that crowds have attempted to march on the council's headquarters. And finally, the weather. Most places will be dry with sunny periods, but eastern areas, Northern Ireland, West Wales and parts of the southwest will be cloudier. That's the latest BBC News. The time is 2 minutes past one.
Lopa, thank you very much. Well, in an hour from now, a chance to hear the prom given last Thursday evening. The Halle Orchestra was joined by the pianist András Schiff to play Bartók's third piano concerto. Also on the bill, Janáček's Sinfonietta, and to begin the music of Sibelius, a suite of historic scenes, as he called them, and then a performance of his seventh symphony. Mark Elder conducts, and you can hear that concert at 2 this afternoon here on BBC Radio 3. But now it's time for the Early Music Show, presented today by Lucy Skeeping.
Hello. On today's programme, music from a concert recorded at last summer's Skálholt Festival in Iceland. This historic village has been a religious centre since the Middle Ages, and its cathedral, perched high above the magnificent expanse of the river Kvitá, plays host to many of the festival concerts. This one features just three musicians, one Icelandic and two French, and they're performing Renaissance repertoire from Italy and Spain. So a bit of a pan-European feel to the whole thing. First up, a short three-part courante and balletto by Bartolomé de Selma y Salaverde, who was a pretty well-travelled musician himself. Born in Spain in the 1580s, he spent a couple of years as a bassoonist in Innsbruck in the chapel of the Archduke Leopold, before moving on to Venice and finally to Poland. He's not a composer, I must admit, that crops up much on the Early Music Show, but he certainly wrote some good stuff. So here are Steinen on Björn Steffensdottir on the piccolo cello, Maturan Matarell on the bass violin, and Brice Sailly on the harpsichord. Thank you. Music by the Spanish composer Bartolomé de Selma y Salaverde, performed on two ancestors of the modern cello, Steinunn Arnbjörg Steffensdottir on the piccolo cello and Maturin Matarel on the bass violin. And with them on the harpsichord, Brice Sailly, part of their concert recorded last July at the Skálholt Festival in Iceland. We'll be hearing highlights from that concert throughout today's programme, and more from the same composer now, with three short dance pieces thought to have been written when Salaverde was in Austria in service to the Archduke Leopold. A galliard and a dance entitled Vestiva a Colli, which seems to translate as getting dressed in the hills, presumably the name of a traditional song, and an intriguing one at that. But first, a canzona.
Thank you.
Three pieces there by Salaverde, a Spanish-born bassoonist who was active in the early 17th century. The performers at Skálholt Church in Iceland were Steinunn Arnbjörg Stefansdóttir, Mataram Matarell and Brice Sailly. Well, music by a more familiar composer now, the Italian Girolamo Frescobaldi, who was one of the most important writers of keyboard music in the late Renaissance. As organist at St. Peter's in Rome from the early 17th century, and for more than 5 years the highest paid musician at the court of the Medicis in Florence, Frescobaldi was certainly an influential man. Bach and Purcell were both admirers, and in fact Frescobaldi was something of a trendsetter, being one of the first to focus on purely instrumental music rather than vocal, which until then had been considered a more worthy art. These three pieces are nevertheless based on songs from the Italian folk tradition, with the bowed instruments taking the melody line and the harpsichordist Brice Sailly providing the accompaniment. Three canzonas by Girolamo Frescobaldi.
Thank you.
three canzonas based on Italian folk songs by Girolamo Frescobaldi, performed by Steinen and Björn Stefansdottir, Maturin Maturel and Brice Sailly. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and we're hearing highlights today from a concert given last summer in Iceland, part of the annual Skálholt Music Festival. Like Frescobaldi, our next composer was also mainly a keyboard specialist. Giovanni Picchi lived his entire life in Venice. He was a close contemporary of Monteverdi. And although, unlike Monteverdi, he failed to get the top job at St. Mark's, he followed another of Venice's greats, Gabrielli, into the post of organist at the prestigious Scuola San Rocco, one of the city's six religious fraternities. San Rocco was a sort of guild hall, and with its walls lined virtually edge to edge with Tintorettos, it must have been an amazing place to work. Outside this imposing building, Picchi's duties also included organising the musicians for Venice's seemingly non-stop series of religious festivals and processions. But secular music was also part of his output. And in fact, he was the only Venetian of his time to write dance music for the harpsichord, like the balletto we're going to hear now. It's played by Brice Sailly.
Thank you.
harpsichordist Brice Sayi with a balletto by Giovanni Piki, recorded at the Skálholt Church in Iceland, part of last year's Skálholt Music Festival. Well, we've come to our fourth and final composer in today's programme, and it's another Spaniard, Diego Ortiz. Now, I say Spaniard, and indeed Ortiz was, in fact, born in Toledo, but he spent most of his career working for the Duke of Alba in Naples, which at that time was governed by Spain. Ortiz published two music books, the first in 1553 being a collection of study pieces specially for the viola da gamba. It's considered to be a masterpiece of literature for the instrument, showing in detail and through numerous examples exactly how players might ornament a tune. In other words, how to improvise and decorate a melody in their own way, which was, of course, a vital skill for any player in those days. There are sets of variations, glossas and ricercars, some of them on Ortiz's own themes, and others, like the three we're going to hear now, based on traditional Spanish or Italian songs. And don't be surprised to hear the vocal talents of one of our cellists in this set as well.
Thank you.
Steinen and Björn Stefansdottir sang and played the piccolo cello, and Maturin Maturel played the gamba with harpsichordist Brice Sailly in those three retardata or studies by the Naples-based Spanish composer Diego Ortiz, pieces from his important treatise on the techniques of gamba playing, published in 1553. And on the principle that you can never have too much of a good thing, we're going to have another set of those short pieces from his collection to end today's early music show. These three are based on the popular French song from the early 1500s entitled Douce Mémoire, Sweet Memory. Certainly must have been something of a hit in its day because it was arranged in a huge variety of settings by many, many composers during the Renaissance period. Some very elaborate and virtuosic, others more gentle, reflecting the nostalgic chanson on which they were based.
Thank you.
the vocal talents of Steinunn Arnbjør Stefansdottir, who also played the piccolo cello, with Mathurin Mathurel on the viol de gamba and Brice Sailly on the harpsichord, in three ricercars by Diego Ortiz. Highlights from the concert we've been hearing all through today's programme that was recorded at last summer's Skáhald Festival in Iceland. And that's it for today's Early Music Show. There's no programme next Sunday, I'm afraid, but don't worry, you can get your early music fix before then on the Saturday show, when we move a little further south for some really interesting 15th century music from the reign of King Henry IV. And it's at the usual time of 1 o'clock.
Today's Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping, and it was produced in Manchester by Les Pratt. And if you're wondering why there's no programme next Sunday...
Performers and music lovers from across the globe come together for an inspirational weekend of music at WOMAD. Exclusive coverage on BBC Radio 3 of the UK's biggest festival of world music. WOMAD 2011. 8 hours of live world music performances from Wiltshire. Coming to BBC Radio 3 next weekend.
Yes, it's a busy time for Radio 3 at this time of the year because we're also, of course, live at the BBC Proms every evening. We're there tonight for a performance of the dramatically intense Requiem by Verdi, music that is as theatrical as it is devotional. A top-ranking line of soloists will stand before the BBC Symphony Chorus, the BBC National Chorus of Wales and the London Philharmonic Choir, and also the BBC Symphony Orchestra, all to be conducted by Simeon Bychkov. And it begins live here on Radio 3 at 7 o'clock this evening. And before that, we're going to be at the Royal College of Music, just across the road from the Royal Albert Hall, for a look behind the scenes of the music. Matthew Rowe will explore the music of the Requiem, with examples played by members of that orchestra tonight, the BBC Symphony. That's part of the Proms Plus Choral Sunday events, and you can hear that programme at 5:15 this afternoon. And incidentally, you may like to know that there's still just one day left if you would like to hear the extended interview with Simeon Bychkov we broadcast last Monday night here on Radio 3. He talks movingly about his time in Soviet Russia, his nail-biting struggle to leave and set up home in the West, his struggles with orchestras, the difficulties of personal tragedies, and his professional pursuit of perfection in performance. It was the first of the Librecht interviews, and you can hear it by going to the Radio 3 website. Until tomorrow, when we broadcast the next in the series, that's going to be an interview with one of the leading lights of the music business, the chief executive of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Deborah Border. That's at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, after our prom tomorrow evening, one that I'm sure Norman Librecht will be listening to closely, given his latest book on Mahler, the performance of Mahler's Ninth Symphony, the last one he completed. And we're off to the proms now with the time at 2 o'clock. It's time for the Sunday concert, and it's a repeat of last Thursday evening's prom, introduced by Martin Handley.
Hello and welcome to the Royal Albert Hall, my first prom of the season. It's always a buzz to be here in this fantastic arena. Tonight sees the Hannay Orchestra's annual visit to the festival. They've come armed with a programme that should play to all their strengths. It's conducted by their music director, Sir Mark Elder.
Three giants of the 20th century. Three people whose voices are so different one from the other. But the 20th century couldn't exist without each one of them.
We end the evening in a blaze of trumpets, the 12 required by Janáček for his celebratory sinfonietta. All the Bartók piano concertos are being performed in this year's prom season, and András Schiff is the soloist tonight in the last of the three, which pretty much amounts to Bartók's musical farewell to life. Well, the Hallé, like Mark Elder, has a fine track record in the music of the great Finn Sibelius. The orchestra gave the British premieres of many of his works, and its 2011 incarnation is still expert at capturing his particular mix of frost and fire. In 20 minutes or so, they perform Sibelius' symphonic summation, his 7th symphony, but to begin, a performance, a first performance indeed at the proms, of the second suite of his Scène historique. Tsarist Russia curtailed the right to free speech in its Finnish province in 1899. Sibelius was asked to write the music for a series of historical tableaux to be presented at a gala, ostensibly in aid of the Press Pensions Fund, in reality a political rally. Of Sibelius's pieces for that occasion, Finlandia immediately achieved a life of its own. But over a decade later, Sibelius made two suites of Scène historique from the other movements. For the second suite, that amounted to almost recomposing the music into a three-movement symphonic poem. The opening, La Chasse, combines the excitement of the hunt with the magic of the forest before the restrained love song of the Chant d'Amour and our arrival, Près du Pont-Levis, at the drawbridge. Well, that applause for the leader of the Hallé, Lynn Fletcher, swiftly followed onto the platform here in a packed Royal Albert Hall by Mark Elder. To conduct the second suite of Sibelius's Scène historique.